Welcome to Media Minutes, a weekly review of news related to the intersection of media and democracy. I'm Stevie Converse.
And I'm Candace Clement.
And I'm Megan Tatey. The House Judiciary Committee went on the road this week and held a hearing in Los Angeles to hear testimony about the proposed Comcast-NBC merger. The committee examined diversity issues concerning the huge media deal that would combine the National Broadcast Network and all its subsidiaries, dozens of cable channels, local TV stations, websites, and even the Universal Movie Studio, with the nation's largest cable operator and residential broadband provider. Representative Maxine Waters of California grilled NBC about the diversity of senior staff at Comcast and NBC.
If you're telling me how many janitors you're hiring, how many clerks you're hiring, that's not good enough. We know that we can always get some numbers at that lower level. So having said that, let's just understand each other. This is about ownership. This is about programming. This is about executive management. This is about advertising.
Waters emphasized that Comcast's donations to causes and civil rights organizations were no substitute for diversity in media ownership and local competition.
And while we take this opportunity to say to Comcast, we appreciate the donations to the nonprofit organizations that has nothing to do with this competition and ownership that we're talking about today. So they should continue to give the 50 cents to the Boy Scouts. But we're talking about competition and ownership.
Waters said some people in the entertainment industry avoided the hearing for fear of being blacklisted by Comcast.
As some will note, there are a few people who are missing from the panel who were previously scheduled to attend. It is somewhat troublesome that many independent and minority programmers, producers, writers, and directors have been afraid to voice their concerns for fear of blacklisting or other forms of retaliation within their industries.
Both the House and Senate have held several hearings on the proposed merger, but it's the Federal Communications Commission and the Justice Department that must approve the deal. Waters made it clear the merger should not simply be rubber stamped.
We have worked long enough at this. We have enough self-confidence to look Comcast in the eye, NBC in the eye, and say, not this time. Not this time.
The San Francisco Public Press is a nonprofit news organization that publishes public interest reporting with the help of more than 50 professional and volunteer journalists and other nonprofit groups. Online since 2007, the San Francisco Public Press is about to launch a pilot print edition. In an era where other newspapers are shrinking in size, the Public Press print edition will be big, 22 by 14 inches, with 28 full-size broadsheet pages, mostly in color, filled with news and features, but with no paid advertising. Lila LaHood is the director of operations for the Public Press, which relies on support from foundations and individual donors.
We're trying to do public interest, civic affairs journalism, some local culture as well. A lot of our stories look at public policy and try to analyze maybe larger trends through a local lens. We do a lot of stories that focus on local civics and politics, public policy, issues that would affect a broad range of people who live and work in San Francisco.
LaHood says the Public Press has a commitment to underserved communities.
We hope to reach those audiences more with the print edition. Really, the problem isn't so much with the print newspaper. People still subscribe to print newspapers, but it's with the advertising model, and having news sponsored by advertising to support print newspapers just isn't working anymore. We're looking at print as a way to bridge the digital divide. Even in a place like San Francisco, not everyone has broadband access at home, and if print newspapers disappear, we're limiting access to news for a lot of people in San Francisco.
LaHood says they're experimenting with innovative ways to tell the news. In one feature, they've paired a comic artist and a reporter together to produce a graphic novel that will take up one full page.
We think this is going to capture a lot of attention because it's a great way to present and illustrate an important public policy story, but in a more compelling way that we think will help deliver it to a broader audience.
The print edition will start out as a quarterly. They hope to move to a weekly edition within a year. For more information about the San Francisco Public Press, go to sfpublicpress.org. You've been listening to Media Minutes, a production of Free Press, a national nonpartisan organization working to reform the media. For more information, visit freepress.net.